On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Good man, all the way from LA, from Hollywood, from Tinseltown, my good friend Fabian Fanboy. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. What are you even doing this week? What do you got for us?
Well, the films that are coming out in New Zealand this week are moderately insignificant, and I haven't seen any of them. But I did do something mildly exciting yesterday.
What's that? What's that?
That I'll tell you about. I went to a press event for the upcoming 9th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Ah. What's a press
event? You're a fan of that show?
What is a press? I'm not super duper big fan of it, but I do have a not, but I am super fan of it. I thought it was all done and dusted, to be honest.
Oh well, yeah, it's been sort of 6 years, and a lot of people did think it was done. But as Larry admitted yesterday, someone asked him why he was bringing it back now, and he said, "Well, people just kept asking me, and I got sick of not having a proper answer for them."
Also, plus he's been pretty quiet and he hasn't really done anything else, has he, really?
Well, he did all those Bernie Sanders appearances on Saturday Night Live this year, and he guest-hosted that, which is for him is pretty active.
I suppose so,
Yeah, but he's a very interesting guy. How you want him to be.
I'd imagine for people who don't know, Curb Your Enthusiasm casts a pretty... a cynical eye on the world of entertainment, doesn't it, I suppose?
It does. And that cynicism came to pass when he was dealing with all these journalists yesterday.
That's what I mean. It must be quite funny.
From anyone. Yeah, and someone sort of pointedly asked him about if he had plans for a Curb Your Enthusiasm finale in which everyone he'd ever wronged came back to face him. And he's like, "Oh, so you're making a reference to the Seinfeld finale, are you? Thank you. Well, you know, I braved traffic to get here, and yeah, you're giving me shit about the Seinfeld finale? Shame on you." he won't accept any criticism about that. And at that point, it sort of started getting combative. And people were sort of kind of baiting him with their questions. And someone said, "So you're doing a 9th season because people keep asking you about it. Okay, I'm going to start asking you about the 10th season now. Will that ensure that it happens?"
Jesus.
And he's like, "Yeah."
Nah, that'll teach him for being such a smartass, okay, though, in the lead up to in the last 8 seasons, won't it? Really?
I guess so. But he gave as good as he got.
Yeah.
And it was highly amusing overall. And they showed some clips from the upcoming season, including a scene in which he goes on Judge Judy, which should be quite interesting.
Oh, Judge Judy.
And
apparently a lovely woman.
The shower scene.
There's a shower scene
with Judge Judy.
Yeah, pretty rich.
A shower scene with Judge Judy.
No, those are two separate moments. Shower scene with Larry David, almost as horrific.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Speaking of Seinfeld, though, he's playing here.
Related to his ex-wife.
Who's related to whose ex-wife?
Sorry?
Hello? What?
Larry David's ex-wife. Hello? Sorry, did I cut
who's someone? Who is related to Larry David's ex-wife?
Judge Judy.
Oh, wow.
Oh. How bizarre.
And Larry David did one of those, genealogy shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who am I? Where do I come from sort of thing. Yep.
Yeah, and it turns out that he is related to Bernie Sanders.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that's so cool.
They're like cousins or something.
I'd love to do one of those things. I want to do one of those things, yeah. One of those ancestry things, and also one of the ones that basically does a big audit of your DNA and says, "Oh, guess what? You've got a predisposition to just being stupid, you know, stuff like that."
You'll all be aware of the comedian Josh Thompson. I did an on-stage thing with Josh Thompson, and we spell our last names exactly the same way. And because he is a man, you would assume, of a different descent to me, the guy who was hosting the show made a lot of jokes about us being related and how hilarious he thought that was. Turns out we are.
Well, hello. What's my real, surname's Roberts. Hello, Julia Roberts. Hello.
Obviously.
Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah. I was going to say, surely there's a bit of some Attila the Hun in there, Mike, maybe.
Attila the Hun?
Or Alexander
the Great. How about you sticking up your ass?
Hey, these are great people.
Alexander the Great was great, actually. And then my middle name is Alexander, so. Which are, you know, so, yeah.
Oh, it all checks out.
Very famous homosexual war commander.
Yeah. I also did a press event for this new show called The Deuce. Have you heard of this?
The Deuce? No, but I know that's an interesting terminology over there in the States, especially.
It is. Well, it refers to 42nd Street, Times Square in New York, which in the 70s was a hotbed of prostitution and pornography and gangsters, and that's kind of what it's all about. It's the guy who created The Wire, David Simon, and it's him taking on 1971 New York, and James Franco stars in the lead. He plays twins.
Oh,
Franco playing twins.
Oh, television's cool, Oh,
as if
wow.
you didn't have enough
it's
Franco
really
in the
world.
That's about that's takes some serious boxes, doesn't it? I mean, I'm in my interest
really
of James Franco's probably
gritty.
The same as yours actually. But what's that, Dom?
It's really grimy and gritty.
And so they've done it. It's already sort of up and running.
It's already been made. Yeah, it's coming out in a couple of months, y'all.
Oh, boom! Shaka-laka-laka! Oh, great news. Great news. That's great news. When's Thor coming out? When's Thor Ragnarok coming out?
October. How cool was it to see Rachel House in that trailer?
So cool.
I didn't see it. What do you mean?
And
oh, my God.
And in all of the press photos as well, she's just dossing about with the cast. It's so, so cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen one of those photos.
Yeah, she went to Comic-Con with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's in the trailer standing next to Jeff Goldblum at one point, where she's like one of Jeff Goldblum's Guardians or something. She's like, I just love that he's turned this into a giant New Zealand fest.
Yeah.
Good job, and you know what? The world seems happier because of it. I think what he's done, he's turned Hollywood in the right direction, I think.
And what's the ridiculous percentage of the script that's meant to be ad-libbed or something? I mean, they had a full working script, but then, you know, you'd do the scene as it lies on paper, and then he'd be like, all right, now just mess about with it.
See, good on you, Taika.
Yeah,
good on you, Taika.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all very exciting. I really, really, really love that trailer. And I love the colouring and the aesthetics they're going for with Ragnarok, and that it's got this kind of 80s video game quality to it. Anyway.
One would hope they're not just covering for a shitty story. I'm just playing devil's advocate there.
There's good buzz around.
Yeah, no, I'm saying. Good.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. All right.
So, I'm confident.
So Curb Your Enthusiasm, yes, exciting. When's that come out?
That's not out until November, I think.
Oh, so there'll be a lot of humming and hawing there till then. And then, of course, Deuce comes out in a couple of months, you say?
Yeah, a bit sooner. I don't have an exact date for that yet. But it's really cool. I've seen the first two eps, and it's pimps and prostitutes and gangsters and
oh my.
And the burgeoning pornography industry. All these very lovely ideas.
Sort of taxi driver era New York.
Very much so. Let's make a film about Jodie Foster's character from Taxi Driver.
Have you seen Rubble Kings, that documentary?
No, I have not.
Very cool, very cool. It's all about the Bronx and when that sort of just collapsed into despair, that area in New York. But it's an amazing documentary. But that sort of must around about the same era. Somebody sent in a text just quickly, says, ask him about IT. Or it.
IT.
Or it. Would it be it?
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, there's a new trailer out today, isn't there? The new Stephen King adaptation.
Have they remade it?
I have not watched the trailer. I'm very...
That's the clown, isn't it? Is that the clown? Oh, we don't need more clown issues. Yeah. Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, that film looks very interesting. It had a very tumultuous development in that this one director did the screenplay and then he sort of quit at the last minute, and his take on it, he was the guy who directed season one of True Detective, Cary Fukunaga, and he's a really amazing director, and it's kind of a bummer that his version of this didn't come to pass. But the trailer does look cool, and
it's almost shot
gone
for shot.
R rating on it, so.
Isn't it? Is that the one that's almost shot for shot, the old trailer?
That's a bit cocky.
Is it? I haven't seen the new trailer yet.
But you're right, it does look beautiful. But I think it's deliberately shot for shot the old trailer to just be, you know, a nod and a wink where it's due.
Well, that's interesting, yeah, because the old adaptation was a miniseries in America, but it was mainly seen on VHS outside America.
You don't want to see scary movies about clowns on VHS. That just doubles the scariness.
I remember watching that at home during the day in a bright room, and yeah, it almost added to the scariness.
We're talking about Cujo the other day. What a great movie that was, Aaron.
Yeah, a little bit one note, though.
Yeah, I guess so. A wee bit like the scary clown phenomena. But still, Fabian, time for us to say good day to you and let you get back into rolling around naked in the luxury that is Los Angeles, California.
Thanks for talking, Mike. Always a pleasure.
I love talking to you every single morning. I look forward to it every single week. I can't wait to speak to you again this time next week. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Once upon a time, there was a woman named Eve. Life was sweet for Eve, but for one thing.
I'm all good.
One thing. Eve's toothbrush looked like a hedgehog after Speedway. It was a polyethylene nightmare.
My environmental concerns.
And then Eve discovered Toothcrush. At toothcrush.co.nz, she signed up to have a fresh, sustainable bamboo toothbrush delivered once a month for only $40 a year.
Dilemma solved. Thanks, Toothcrush.
You're welcome. And I just keep the flow coming. This is
strictly for the soul, cousin. West is best, and Mellow Downs can prove it. Mellow Downs Avantales EP release, Whammy Bar, Saturday, August 5th. Avantales does just what it says on the cover, weaving together stories of Avondale life into an intricate web of sound like a rap spider. To celebrate, Mellow Downs is getting together a lineup of local hip-hop royalty with Bailey Wiley, Shiraz and LSJ, Rizvan and Diggy Dupe, Tom Scott, Ill Baz, and more. How could you not be keen? Mellow Downs Avantales EP release. Whammy Bar, Saturday, August 5th. Pre-sales from Eventbrite.
Creatives, designers, future thinkers, make your pilgrimage. Semi Permanent is back with a radical roster of local and international speakers. Drink the innovation Kool-Aid. Be reborn into the cult of the creative. With incredible panels, talks, and experiences, prepare to reach upsetting levels of inspiration. Semi Permanent 2017, August 11th to the 12th at the Aotea Center. For information and tickets, go to semipermanent.com.
Want the truth, but can't handle it? Why don't you listen to the f***ing news? Want to post rants without all those annoying comments? Start a diary. Want biased, baseless, bourgeois babble? Read a blog. Want the news, but not the weather?
The Wire. Saying it without spraying it. An institution in current affairs and analysis. Weekdays on 95BFM. Wiring together the crooked teeth of media with bracing news, reviews and interviews. And keeping you up to date on what's happening here in Huntley and in other places in the world as well. The Wire. Weekdays, midday till 1pm, only on BFM.
Woohoo! Get your brains into gear. Hey, it's almost 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. You're listening to BFM Breakfast. Thank you very, very much indeed. I've got a double pass to Northern Base to give away this morning. And to put your name in the draw, we'll take one more name to go in the draw for that. All you have to do is tell me the location in New Zealand where Northern Base will be held this year, December 29th to 31st. Massive lineup, world-class lineup, super world-class lineup. Actually, the rest of the world are jealous about it. It's December 29th to 31st. Whereabouts is it? This will, if you win this today, you'll win a double pass to Northern Base, including camping and lounge passes. You have to just let us know where it is on the telephone, 309-3879. While you do that, we'll listen to this. Tribe Called Quest.
They say the drop can't float, but we've jack your head, some bust a nut inside your eye. To show you where I come from, I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here, my days of pain, dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there, yeah. Cross for the border, go get a taco. I direct it from the jump street, meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard, but act like you know. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all. Real live, y'all. Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Round. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Payback on the payback, evolve will taste the gate.
Good, you're in the draw, Patrick.
That's fantastic, yes.
Okay, so keep listening to the show. We'll be drawing the winner of that that contest this very show.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Patrick. But firstly, let him know what the correct answer was. It's on whereabouts?
It's Mungify.
That's right, Mungify. Thank you. Good answer. Cheers. Here we go.
Good morning. Ko Shemina Smith, toko ingoa, kua waru karaka. It's 8 o'clock. Prime Minister Bill English says the government is doing more than ever for Auckland's homeless. Speaking at an event hosted by the Central City Business Group, Heart of the City, English advocated for the government's Housing First process. He said it's the most effective way to tackle the problem, as it provides both housing and additional support for the homeless. The government recently invested with Crown Infrastructure Partnerships approximately $300 million towards a new housing scheme. English's comments come just 1 week after the memorial service held for a homeless man who died outside in South Auckland. The Prime Minister's Chief Science Advisor says there needs to be an emphasis on mental health education from an earlier age. Sir Peter Gluckman published a paper on Wednesday about New Zealand's high suicide rates. He concluded that resilience programs need to be introduced into primary schools. Recent research from North America has revealed early childhood education in mental health develops the necessary emotional skills to combat societal stress, bullying, and family violence. Gluckman says early support needs to be given to those affected by depression to ameliorate New Zealand's high suicide rate. Palestinians have returned to a sacred site in Jerusalem after a controversial security measure has been removed by Israel. The security system was put in place following the killing of two Israeli police officers nearby. Palestinians had taken great offence to the new security setup, seeing it as an Israeli attempt to exert control over the sacred site. A riot was sparked after stones were thrown at the Israeli officers who were by the gate. The violence continued for days until the security measure was removed. Palestinians could be seen celebrating as the final aspects of the system were removed on Thursday. The Israeli government has still not commented on its decision to dismantle the system. The chief executive of Amazon briefly became the world's richest man on Thursday as the company's share prices soared. According to Forbes, Jeff Bezos briefly overtook Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates before the share prices dropped back and Gates reclaimed his title. Bezos' net worth hit a whopping $91.4 billion, and despite going back down, Bezos remains close on the heels of Bill Gates. Bezos owns 17% of Amazon shares, as well as the Washington Post and spaceflight firm Blue Origin. And that's the news.
It's the 95 BFM Surf Report.
Hello, Steph, how are you?
Happy Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to, before we start the surfboard, I just want to say to Ria, who's just texted in, oh, any chance of a sneaky name in the draw? No. That doesn't work like that, Rhea. Steph, you play the game as the rules are laid out, but you're a party person. We'll see you there on Saturday, won't you? Won't we?
Of course. Yeah. I actually saw one of your staff members last night.
Staff members? We're more of a family up here, more of a whānau. Yeah.
Bumped into Kathleen last night.
Did you now? Oh, well, there we go. Yep.
Yeah, it was good.
Let the party begin. She's already started, has she?
I guess so. But, definitely Saturday. It should be fun.
Let me just run you through, Steph, who the lineup. Dubhead, The Pleasure Magenta, Nino Express, Power Nap, Linda T, Jaded 90s Raver, Borrowed CS, Tina Turntables, Eno, Mellow Downs, Omnipotent, Bailey Wiley, Tony T's, Magic Factory Ounce, Roy Owens Piss, Human Resource, Mistress Blaster, Long Distance Runner, Club Stupid, The Swap Meet DJ, Shirley, Shiraz and the LSI, Hans and A to B, Friends of All the World, and Cleophas, Mangrove Trio, Edamami, DJ Shea Money, DJ Mac Reddy, Him, Christoph El Truento, Sean O'Reilly, Border Radio DJs, Paul and Bernie, Psychic Witch, Bridge Burner, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, DJ Duncan Disorderly, Brown Boy Magic, Gigi, Johnny Valentine, Yokozuna, Milo, Mara TK, and PHF. Are you happy with that?
Oh my lord.
Come on, shake your body, baby. Do the conga. You know you can't control yourself any longer.
So why wouldn't you go, right?
Yeah. If you don't, you know what? Actually, don't go. Don't go. We'll all be there, but don't go. Yeah.
Reverse psychology.
I'm just trying to double bluff everyone into going because, sure, if you don't want to go, then you don't get to see any of that, but that's fine.
And Tiger Beer is it sponsoring it or?
There'll be plenty of that splashing around. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that. Like, the deal is it's a free party.
Awesome.
But what about the surf, Steph?
Oh, right. East Coast. There's some small lines coming in from the east, but nothing major. 1 foot at the most, so okay if you've got a longboard. Wind moderate southerly or southwester. High tide 10:50 a.m. Low tide at 5 p.m. today. So there's not much surf again on the east coast. It's pretty average. 1 out of 10. It does get a little score.
1 out of 10. Wah, wah,
wah. Yep, okay. 1 out of 10. West coast is a different story. We've still got some solid 5 to 7 foot swell. With moderate southerly winds, high tide at 1:07 p.m. and low tide at around 7 a.m. this morning. Solid swell again today, but looks a little unsettled. You could go for a paddle at high tide, but into the weekend is looking good at this stage. So, yeah, great for a paddle on Sunday, probably.
Oh, post B Street. Very nice.
I know.
Very
yeah.
nice. All right. Yeah. Cool. So what's up? So West Coast, the score for the West Coast is?
2 today, 2 out of 10. Yeah.
But you say a good paddle in the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Steph, thank you so much. I'll see you with your party pants on Saturday night.
Sounds good. Woo-hoo. All right. Bye.
That was the 95 BFM Surf Report.
It's going off.
Hey. Here's one of the artists playing at B Street on Saturday night. This is Mellow Downs. Spelled MELODOWNZ. Yeah. Like New Zealand. Get it? So Sarah's just giving me some hot info on the song. Stop the song. Wheel, I'm just street tough. Sarah, tell us a story about that. That's cool. I did not know that before.
Pearl and I were discussing this yesterday when we were going over the top 10. It's a song about his mum.
So we've got Swidit talking about lying to his mum.
We have relationships with our mothers in this country, even if you're going out and being a bit hard with the boys.
The thing is, that
still they, love your mum.
The thing is with the mums know. You'll spend the whole of your life thinking, what about when we did that and mum never found out? Mum knew. Don't lie about it. Mum knew. Mum knows. Mum's going to be there on Saturday night, probably. Just make sure you're in different venues. See if you make sure you know. And if you are a mum, spread yourselves amongst all the different venues, mums. Get your mum on.
Dreads of fate, the grey and old, but I just pray that when I go someday, I pave the way for those in need of breathe the light. But I'm a Gemini, my G, and we still live in darkness. Spark the fire and get higher than a top floor apartment. I'm an artist and a writer who is channeling the highest type of superpower. Ever loved the world, it's now and never just a hippie living hypocrite. Shit is so ridiculous, down with the red or blue. Love the color of your skin, reality is really hard to see. Kinda like a blood, and if you didn't get the line, you'd not know where I'm from still. Miscellaneous, made from angel dust on the rainy estate. I don't wanna be famous, just beat the way my mother raised me up. I know some haters wanted to waste me up. It's okay, show on peace to police, wanted to taste me up. Waking up early and counting my blessings, I gotta rely to myself. Gotta get fast, and I'm on that grind, no drama, heart of a lion, you already know I'm a
son of a queen, I got the flow, fuck off the show, dressed in killers, but nothing can swing, I'm a son of a queen, I got the flow, fuck off the show, dressed in killers, but nothing can swing, I'm a son of a queen, I got the flow, fuck off the show, dressed in killers, but nothing can swing, I'm a son of a queen, I got the flow, fuck off the show, dressed in killers, but nothing can swing.
Yeah, still popping, still copping, no option but to be dope, no problem, flow often. With my whole squadron, this is for that love. So I am never for God and for life. Third eye on my forehead, wanna know something. What the hell, this is for the sound and my bros locked in. Time's ticking, rhymes written, shows bumping. Oakland City, but some act like they from Compton. Slow bopping, cards doubt, show nothing. Couple hoes fucking, got they toes tucked in. Authorities do look at me like I stole something. Out of bounds when I found a realm that I woke up in. Crock pot, now frying pan on an old oven. Corn beef stew stored in my mom's cupboard. OG, I'm stew raw, I'm a broke goblin. Balaclava up the government, my name is Bronson. I'm a
son of a queen, I got the flow, fuck off the show, dressed in killers, but nothing can swing. I'm a son of a queen, I got the flow, fuck off the show, dressed in killers, but nothing can swing. I'm a son of a queen, I got the flow, fuck off the show, dressed in killers, but nothing can swing. I'm a son of a queen, I got the flow, fuck off the show, dressed in killers, but nothing can swing.
Driver, me no wanna stop at the red light up. Want me fix up me dread? Drive up, me no one that stop at the red light up. Want me fix up me dread? Drive up, me no one that stop at the red light up. Want me fix up me dread? Drive up, me no one that stop at the red light up.